Making waves.
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 This is the Making Waves VO Podcast with Kevin Kilpatrick and Bobby Maxwell.
Here we are with another Making Waves VO podcast presented by Full Compass and FullCompass.com.
We know VO.
Bobby, we've got a super cool guest coming up in just a minute. It is Donovan Kornietz, and you are actually kind of the inspiration of getting Donovan on board with us, and I'm so excited that you did.
Yeah, he's in some of the genres that I just love, and I'm kind of a fan. He does a lot of promo, and he, of course, does radio imaging, which we both do, and he does affiliate for a major network, which we'll talk about when we talk to him. But such cool jobs, right?
Yeah, no kidding. And we're going to connect with him. And I remember meeting him a few years ago at VO Atlanta, so it'll be fun. I'm going to check and I'm going to maybe see if he remembers. He probably doesn't because it was ever so brief and it's kind of in passing. And I want to say Eric Romanowski was around and he might have introduced us. So nevertheless,
he might even say, I don't know if you remember this, Kev, because you're such a big guy in the industry, but we met at VO Atlanta.
I love that. That'd be kind of cool, actually. But no, how's your week been?
My week's going great, especially today. I had a production house reach out to me just cold. And I don't know how they found me, but they want to put me on their roster. And that's always a good thing, right?
Yes, more opportunities equals more gigs equals, you know, more to the bottom line.
Yeah.
So, yeah, congrats on that. That's super cool.
Thanks.
Yeah, let's see. Well, check this out, Bobby. Donovan has entered the waiting room. And we're not going to hold the man up because he's busy. He's a busy guy. Let's let him in, okay?
Let's do it.
You know him from the Today Show promos, national commercials, other promos, video games, e-learning, all the good stuff. It's the multi-talented Donovan Kornietz. Donovan, welcome.
Hello, hello. Thanks for having me, guys. This is it's great to be here with you.
Thanks so much for joining us on the Making Waves VO podcast. Eric Romanowski, who is a mutual friend, actually referred you to us. And I think, I don't know if you remember, Donovan, but here we are knee-deep in VO Atlanta. And you and I met, I don't know if you remember, but I met you, I think it was in 2018 at VO Atlanta. It was in passing. It was very quick. I want to say it was Eric that introduced us. It was out there in the main area. It was in between sessions and that kind of thing. But anyway, it's good to talk to you again. Bobby and I want to dive in with you and your history with voiceover. Everybody has an interesting story. What was your path to voiceover?
Yeah. Again, thanks for having me on here. It's great to be here. I'm glad that Eric kind of connected us. But anyway, yeah, so I have kind of a weird version of this standard, if you will. So it was through college radio at North Carolina State University, go Pack. I was actually there as, I transferred to that school as a biology major with dreams of being a chiropractor.
Whoa.
And yeah, and I had already, you know, already had an associate's degree, and I was working on my bachelor's, and having this voice, you know, since about, I don't know, I was kind of a late bloomer, so I didn't get this until about 14 or so, but everyone was saying, oh, you should do radio, you should do radio. And so here I was at this big university, they had a student radio station. I said, you know what the hell, I'm here, let me just give it a shot. And I ended up co-hosting a hip hop show on Saturday nights. And we used to do these kind of spoof ads, just like silly commercials and what have you. And I really kind of love the process of being behind the microphone and just being in the creative space. And then I actually had a professor in school who is still a voice professional, Vance Elderkin, who was my teacher. And he kind of casually brought up doing voiceover on the side. And so I asked him about it after class one day, and he's like, hey, do you have a demo? And I was like, a what?
What's a demo?
Yeah, what do you mean? He's like, well, look, put together a couple of samples of you reading for, you know, like commercials or something, and bring it back to me, and I'll take a listen. I said, all right, great. Now, mind you, again, I had no idea what I was doing. So I did some quick internet searches and stuff. By the way, this is 2004 when this is happening.
Oh, wow.
And a lot less going on in the online world of voiceover yeah. back then. But anyway, so I did some research. Like, okay. And I did 3 60-second commercials.
There's your 3-minute demo.
Here's your sample.
Your good old industry standard 3-minute demo with 3 full spots that I completely wrote myself. I found some royalty-free music beds. It was absolute trash. And I did it in my girlfriend, my wife now, but my girlfriend's apartment in her bathroom because I thought the acoustics were cool.
Oh, my God.
Because everybody sings in the bathroom. The acoustics got to be great
there,
not? Right?
I want to sound cool, the built-in reverb. So, yeah, just to tell you how terrible it was. And so I was so proud of it, and I burned it to a CD, and I brought it to him. And then the next time we were in class afterwards, he said, well, hey, you know, I took a listen to your demo. So I'm excited. I'm like, yeah, what'd you think? And he says, do you want me to sugarcoat it or give you the truth? It's like, well, I said, no, sugarcoating, it won't help me. I need the truth. And he's like, truth is, this is probably the worst demo I've ever heard.
Oh, no.
I said, oh, okay, well, all right. Tell me how you really feel. He said, but here's the problem. It's not that you don't have any talent. He's like, you don't know what the hell you're doing. And I said, that's fair. And so he said, well, you need to do some actual real research, you know, about the industry and what is expected and the kind of standards of demos and what have you. And he really was the first person to guide me towards books and online resources. And so that was essentially how I got into it. And while I was still a student, I mean, I was in my dorm bathroom recording free voiceover for the university and different clubs there just so I could get the experience. And yeah, once I graduated, it was, you know, doing it on the side as so many people start. And
did you have a pillow fort in your dorm room, or how did you get?
No. So, all right, here's what I did. I was in the bathroom, and the dorms would come with these terrible blankets that no one, like, you'd be crazy to actually use them because who knows what's on them. But I basically hung one of these blankets over the shower rod, and then I push pinned the other one to the wall in front of facing the toilet. And so I literally sat on the toilet with a TV dinner table and the microphone, which was a little microphone I still have from Radio Shack, aging myself, a Radio Shack microphone and my Compaq Presario or something like that, desktop computer,
wow,
and running a wire out to it. And so that's where I would record my voiceover, in a dorm bathroom, literally sitting on a toilet with a TV dinner table. So that was my humble beginning.
That's
in
crazy.
The voiceover world. And then, yeah, you know, I was working as a sound designer in a video game studio in 2010. And one day, I don't have a job. They laid off like 85% of the workforce unexpectedly. And I was faced with a pretty hard decision of, what are you going to do here? And I said, you know what? I told my wife, I said, look, give me 60 days to try to make this part-time gig my main gig. And she said, all right, you got 2 months. And I haven't looked back since then. That was in about April-ish of 2010. And I've been full-time since then.
Does she ever say, wow, Donovan, you could have been a chiropractor?
No, you know what? I got to say, I've been very blessed. She's incredibly supportive from the very beginning. So no, she never was like, you know, you could have had doctor on your name. But
yeah, exactly.
No, now I go to a chiropractor, but
you went from cracking backs to cracking mics.
There you go. Love it. So yeah, no, I have no regrets, and she's fully supportive still, because I'd say I've done pretty well for myself in the industry.
Don't go anywhere. The Making Waves VO podcast returns in a moment.
Oh, Bobby, I remember getting into voiceover, and one of the most exciting parts about getting into voiceover is buying all the gear. You don't realize that until you become a voice actor and you got to produce your own stuff, and you go, ooh, this part should be fun, but then you go, I have not a clue on what I'm supposed to buy.
Exactly.
That's why you trust your good friends at Full Compass, fullcompass.com. They know VO there, and you're going to have a great selection of pro audio gear, and you're going to get a lot of good help. And there's a lot of good attributes that go along with buying from Full Compass.
Yeah, so if you're not really sure when you got the piece of equipment, and you have questions about it, they have a free 2-year service or repair plan. They have free shipping on orders over $49. I love that. I think my favorite thing is the low price guarantee, because you just never know. You said a second ago that, you know, you're getting into this and you don't know what you need, but how about, do you know if you're paying the right price for it? So you don't have to worry about that when you shop fullcompass.com. They'll guarantee to match the price on the products they sell for new, identical, and immediately available products offered at a lower price.
They have flexible financing, Bobby, and they also have free expert assistance. And that's why we say we know VO at Full Compass.
Everything from microphones to interfaces to headphones to mic booms, they've got it.
If you have any questions and you're more old school and you want to call them on the phone, you can call Full Compass at 800-356-5844. Full Compass and fullcompass.com.
We know VO.
Making Waves returns.
We have already talked about the Today Show promo voice. How do the golden handcuffs work for you? Because that's just got to be, you have to be recording daily for them, right?
So almost daily, yeah. So Today's Show is actually a really, really amazing gig to be a part of. And if you don't mind, I'd like to tell you a little bit about kind of how that came to be.
Absolutely.
Because it wasn't a traditional, like, you know, audition and the kind of cattle call type thing. At the very first That's VO conference, Joan Baker's production, they had the audition spotlight, right? And so I got to compete in that, and I made it to the final six or whatever. And so I'm on stage doing VO. Then it came down to two people, a lady and myself, and we had to do like a voice off. It was really interesting because there were three judges. We had to read copy kind of right there in front of everybody. And the other person ended up winning. The lady ended up winning, and she got like a TLM 103 and I think 1 or 2 months representation. She got to do an actual promo campaign for, I want to say, a Vegas affiliate. So it was like a really cool prize package. And I kind of got like a thank you bag, you know, like, hey, good job, consolation prize. But what I did was I ended up introducing myself to all of the judges and basically decided like, well, all right, if I didn't win the actual prize, I'm going to win a connection here. And one of the judges was Don LaFontaine's former agent.
Oh, wow.
There was a representative from ABC Family, and there was a production manager from NBC News. And so the only one that really had any traction and actually, you know, communicated with me was the one from NBC News. And so this is probably back around 2010-ish, somewhere around there. Yeah. And we kept in touch over the years. We would do studio tests, and I'm doing everything I can to try to get in. But we ended up just basing it on a friendship, and we kind of became cool. And I was in New York, and she would give me tours of 30 Rock. It was really awesome. I got to see the studio for Saturday Night Live and so on and so forth. And then eventually, in 2019, my agent says, hey, NBC wants you to do a one-off for Today's Show.
Nice.
Like, okay. And I did one for, it was a story about Steph Curry. And he was the guest. And so I did Steph Curry. And then they called me for Michael Jordan. And they called me for Magic Johnson. I said, hey, wait a minute here. Noticing a trend.
Yeah.
And then I did a tribute to like Whitney Houston. I did a couple of summer concert series, but they were all one-offs. Nothing, you know, just, but it was still cool. It was awesome to hear my voice on Today's Show promo. And it was after all of those years, she finally saw that I was ready, or felt that I was ready skill-wise to handle the workload of something like Today's Show. 2020, COVID hits, obviously terrible for everyone, except Today's Show rebranded. And they called me to do a new spot for them with their coronavirus coverage. And they've been calling me ever since. And so that was March of 2020. So I'm coming up on 4 years of being the voice of Today's Show. And the reason why I wanted to tell that story is there are so many different ways to get into a really, really sweet job. And this one was truly based on a connection, an opportunity to connect with someone. Even though I lost the competition, I definitely won in the long run because I made that connection that still pays off to this day, not to mention a friend, but also, of course, career-wise. So that's kind of how that came to be. And as far as the golden handcuffs, today's show is actually not that bad in that sense, because most sessions are usually done in like 10 minutes, which is really cool, or less. The golden handcuffs come from my affiliate work. Affiliates and being voice of stations, those are the ones where you're on call or you have to leave, you know, a dinner date or a movie theater or change plans and record on the side of the road and stuff like that. So yeah, promo in itself is a very right now industry. And I like to tell folks all the time when I coach them in promo or do promo workshops, I say, if you do promo, your family does promo, because it is a very demanding thing. And I've recorded at truck stops. I've recorded in hotel rooms, relatives, places, in cars, like all kinds of stuff. Because when they need it, they need it. And if you're not ready, they're going to go to the next person.
So true.
Hey, everyone. David Toback, COO of the Global Voice Acting Academy, also creator of the GVA Rate Guide and a voice actor. And you're listening to the Making Waves VO podcast.
Do you still have a copy of your dorm room demo?
I do.
Do you really?
Yeah. I have it on my computer. I have all of the CDs of my various demos over the years. That like the ones that I promoted and kind of sent out back in the days when you just mail it out to studios and stuff.
We have to hear it. We have to hear it.
There's no way. But I do have a digital version of. I don't think I have the CD version, but I have the MP3 of it somewhere on my computer hard drive. And I actually found, it's funny you ask about that, because I found it last year and it made me laugh how horrible it is. I mean, I was using all these filters and echoes and sound effects and voices. It was absolutely ridiculous. But, you know, I guess we all got to start somewhere.
For the nostalgia, man, we would love to hear just a sample of it.
Just 20 seconds.
Think about it. We could put it in after that we record. Think about it and you know.
Yeah, maybe we'll fix it in post.
Yeah, we'll fix it. Let's do 3 full 60 reads. That's your demo, yeah. Donovan.
And go.
Yeah, exactly. So what have you, besides the Today Show, what's your day-to-day like? What are you working on most days?
So again, mostly promo work for, again, Today's Show, and then BET is another frequent client. I do a lot of promo work for them. And then, as I was saying, I have these affiliates. So I have a station in Detroit, which is kind of like my biggest market for affiliates. So I have a Detroit affiliate, New Orleans, Indianapolis, Jacksonville, Florida, Chicago. It's a smaller station. It's a big market, Chicago, but it's a smaller station in Chicago. And then I also have a NBC Sports Boston that I'm the voice of. So that's been really cool. So that is what really takes up the biggest chunk of my days, is like doing the news opens and the advertising, like the ad copy, you know, this hour is brought to you by and stuff like that. The preceding program is sponsored by and things of that nature. So those take up the huge part of my day. Then, of course, auditioning when I can fit it in. It's weird. I've gotten to a place where I have to really find ways to work in auditions. It's a really weird twist on my career.
Nice problem to have.
Well, yes and no, because, you know, that's how you get new work, right? So True. It's like if any of these ends abruptly, which any of them could, I need to have, you know, something to fall back on. So I have to literally schedule in, air quotes, after hours. It's not like we have a time clock, right? But like after hours auditions or early in the morning, because my days are so full with actual work. And then, of course, you know, just being a dad to two and a husband and family activities and responsibilities. So, yeah, that's my days. What I love about this business, as I'm sure many others, I love that every day is different. I can have an absolutely open morning. I'm like, hey, you know what? I'm going to get some stuff done. And then 2 emails, a text message, and a phone call later, I'm completely booked. It's like, all right, well, never mind. Maybe tomorrow.
The loan can wait.
We're so blessed to have this as a job, aren't we?
Absolutely.
So I noticed that you have separate agents on either coast and you have a manager. And it seems like we're seeing that more and more with VO talent. But how does that work? Do you get pushback when you have separate agents like that?
Not necessarily. Now, don't get me wrong. There's sometimes where there's overlap, right? Where you're kind of getting the same audition from a few different sources. And that can be kind of tricky because do you give it to the person who got it to you first? Do you give it to the person that already has an established relationship with that client from a previous booking? Do you give it to the one you haven't submitted to in a while or you haven't booked with in a while to try and up that? So those are the kind of times where it can get a little sticky.
So like SBV doesn't have a New York office. Is that how that works? So you went
correct.
With
yes. So okay. SBV is LA only. CESD does have New York and LA, but they allow you to kind of separate, right? You can do either or, and you can have other representation in other on the other coast. And then ACM as a management is kind of a different animal of being able to get a lot of opportunities from a lot of different sources that they have in-house. So, you know, from video games to commercials to promos to trailer to narration, kind of all comes under that roof. But yeah, for the most part, it works out really well on the talent side because we get to cast such a wide net, or I should say I get to cast such a wide net as far as opportunities. But yeah, every now and then when there's overlap, when you get these blasts where, you know, 5-6 different places are sending you the same audition, then it can kind of get a little like, because you kind of have to say no to a bunch of people or at least a couple of people. And you don't want to do that, right? You don't want to be the talent that's telling the agent that's getting you work no, but sometimes it's an unavoidable part of the business. But overall, it works. It just takes a little finessing every now and then.
Ah, you're listening to the Making Waves VO podcast with Kevin Kilpatrick and Bobby Maxwell. Me? Oh, I'm Joe Cipriano, and I'm here for the popcorn.
We're talking with voice actor Donovan Cornietz, and Donovan, we're going to get you a cold read challenge coming up in just a little bit. So that's going to be a lot of fun. I know. You're going to be great, though. You're going to knock it out of the park. Speaking of knocking it out of the park, sports, and you do sports promo work. Are you a big sports guy?
I am. I am. It's
what's your sports? What's your teams?
Okay. So football and basketball primarily, and I'm a huge college sports guy. Like I referenced earlier, North Carolina State, Wolfpack. So yeah, they're basketball, football, but like, I don't care. Like anything to do with the Wolfpack, like I will support and be yelling at the TV. I don't care if it's gymnastics, even though I don't even know what's going on. But if I see my logo, my colors, I'm all in. So yeah.
Go that, pommel horse.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Great floor routine.
Would you say that in your deepest voice possible, by the way, real quick?
Good floor
that's
routine.
That's a really great floor routine. That's yeah. Put that on the list of things I never thought I would say.
Yeah.
But no, I am a huge college sports fan. And then on the pro side, cue up the violins. I'm a Carolina Panthers fan. Yeah, I know. We sucked for a really long time. We did make it to a Super Bowl or two, but. Yeah, recently we've been the bane of the league. But yeah, that's pretty much it. I don't really follow as much in baseball and stuff as like having a team. But okay. Yeah, the Panthers consistently disappoint me and break my heart. But I stick around because apparently I like the torture, I guess. I don't know.
Well, you're a fan. You're a fan.
Yeah.
And just specifically on that team, I just think it's ownership. Is it me? Is
yeah,
that what the whole fan base thinks?
Not to go down this pathway too far, but I agree with you. There's just a lot of really terrible decisions, including getting rid of Christian McCaffrey. I don't know if you've heard of him.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But he's going to do well in football, I think.
I think he's got a future there. He should definitely look into it. What about you? What are your teams? Where do your allegiances lie?
Now, Bobby and I combat each other on baseball because I'm a St. Louis Cardinals guy, and Bobby, who's your team?
Cincinnati Reds. That's where I'm from.
It's kind of like the Carolina Panthers of baseball, I think.
Wow, that's a low blow.
I know. Sorry. But I'm a Tennessee Titans guy.
Yeah, I just moved to Nashville, so everybody's saying, you're going to be a Titans fan? It's like, hell no. I'm a Bengals fan for life.
Bengals. Okay, so Cincinnati through and through.
Yeah.
Yeah, my wife is a diehard Cowboys fan, lifelong Cowboys fan. And so we're not really rivals, you know what I mean? We very rarely play each other. But when they do, they routinely destroy us. So there's not really much. So we have to rely on like our college team. She went to Wake Forest University, another ACC team. So we try to get like one game in, if we can, of NC State versus Wake Forest. And she's as huge a sports fan as anybody you know. And it's kind of fun that we have like this in-house kind of rivalry stuff going on.
Okay. Here's a follow-up question to all that. What exactly is a Demon Deacon?
So I've asked her this and she doesn't know.
Is she there? Okay. She can bring one her of those, on if you want.
Yeah. Bring her on. Like, they want to know. Like, see, it's not just me. No, I joke with her about that. I'm like, it sounds like an oxymoron to me, but demons in the church. But I don't really know. No one knows.
Yeah,
you just kind of accept it as is. Yeah, that's a really great question. I wish I knew the answer, because then I could have some ammo the next time we're trash talking each other. But I have no idea.
I noticed on your IMDb page that you have some video game experience, but you don't have a demo on your website. Is that kind of just a fun side genre, or have you yet to find a demo that represents
you? Really good question. So yeah, I've had some decent sized projects I've been a part of, like Walking Dead and stuff. And those are really fun, but I haven't done a demo for it because it's for my schedule. And this is just like just me. This is not like advice for anyone else, but just for my schedule and what I do, it's really time consuming. Some of the sessions, you know, you'll get these just pages and pages and pages of these one-liners, and you have to do, you know, multiple takes of them. And then at the end, if you're doing some sort of combat based game or something, you got to do, you know, 15 death sounds and heavy attack, middle attack, low attack, high, hard receiving hit, middle receiving hit, low receiving. That's taxing on your vocal cords.
Oh yeah.
And in the past, when I was a little bit more heavily pursuing it, I'd always try to schedule sessions at the end of the day. But that didn't always work out. So if I had some big, like, fight scene thing, or I'm some warrior or soldier or something, I almost couldn't do any work the rest of the day because my throat was just—it was killing me. My voice was shot. So it really became more of, let's pursue something that I can consistently do over the course of a workday, rather than something I have to try to figure out how to make it work. You know what I mean? And so it just became something where it just wasn't the best thing for me to pursue what was really, you know, paying the bills, so to speak, which was promo work.
I did a Walking Dead character myself on their mobile game. And I said the same thing. I said, I've never forced my voice that much in my career. And yeah it can definitely affect your high paying jobs or your regular jobs.
Absolutely. Yeah. Battle cries and death sounds and... Mm-hmm. It is very taxing when you're screaming for 20 minutes straight. So for me, it wasn't really conducive to, like you said, supporting the moneymaker.
Hang around. We'll be back shortly.
As a voice actor, you want to focus on what's important, right? Like pulling off the perfect read. You don't want to stress about tech stuff. That's why Full Compass is in your corner. With 50 years experience in pro audio, Full Compass has everything we voice actors need. Mics, headphones, monitors, mixers, interfaces, DAWs, all the goodies. And their certified product experts help with everything they sell. Plus, you can get free same-day shipping, flexible financing, and a low-price guarantee. See it all at fullcompass.com. Fullcompass.com. They know VO.
Now back to the podcast.
Donovan, you got a busy weekend this weekend at VoiceOver Atlanta, right? You got a lot going on. You're leading a bunch of classes.
Yes. I'm really honored to have been asked back to do some panels. Really cool. I'm on a promo panel that is being run with Joe Cipriano. Maybe you've heard of him. he's done a couple of things in the industry, so it's really cool. I did that with him last year, and so we're doing that again on the promo power panel. And I'm teaching a solo kind of thing that I've done a few times, which is imposter syndrome, how to change your perspective and find the confidence to believe you belong.
That's
been
cool.
Really popular the last couple of times that
I
did
it. Do you know when
it.
That is? What the time that's making?
You know what? Let me see here. Got to make sure.
Yes,
Saturday at 2 p.m.
Okay. Nice.
Yes, Saturday at 2 p.m. That's
oh, wait a minute. You're up against me, my political session.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Well, now we have to fight to the death.
Let's hear that battle cry.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, so I have that going on and doing an X session about how to break through and sound like you, just to kind of help you be more yourself. And that whole air quotes conversational stuff going on. Also, I am running a panel on BIPOC, VO journey, people of color. So that's going to be really interesting. We had a great turnout for that last year. We actually overflowed the room when we did it last year. So hopefully we have a bigger spot and looking forward to that. And yeah, it's going to be a really great time. I'm looking forward to meet so many people that I've coached or that I've worked with that are wearing my VO Life gear, shameless plug, VOLifeClothing.com. Ding. So yeah, it's always really great to just meet people because we live kind of like an isolated career, right? Lifestyle in this career. We spend so much of our time in a padded room talking to ourselves. And to really get out and kind of have fellowship and network with folks that you don't have to say, so voiceover, so what is that? What have I heard you in? Right?
Yes.
People that get it, you know? So it's always really cool, even if it's for just a few days a year, to really get out and meet others that kind of get it and know what it's all about.
This is Tracy Thibodeau, and you've got the best VO podcast in all the land right here. The Making Waves VO Podcast with Kevin and Bobby. Enjoy.
We're talking with Donovan Cornietz, and before we get to our cold read challenge in just a minute, you've done so much in the voiceover industry over the last decade plus. What is a job that you have not done yet that you would love to do? Do you have a dream gig?
So there's a couple of things on the kind of dream list. I would love to do something in animation. I haven't had the opportunity to do animation, whether that's series or feature film. Of course, you know, Pixar is always going to be something that would be a dream gig. But yeah, anything in the animation realm would be really cool. It used to be movie trailers, but I actually have a couple of movie trailer credits to my name. So that's actually been really cool to be a part of. And like narrating a TV show. I would love to do that.
Oh, and show narration.
Oh, yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah. So I would love to do, you know, like not necessarily like a documentary. I guess documentaries are what you have for the most part. But yeah, being part of something like the voice of some home improvement show or, you know.
I could hear you on crime.
I was going to say a true crime series, mm-hmm. something like that. I've narrated a couple of things here or there, an episode of this show, an episode of this, but to be like the voice of a program would be really, really cool. So that would be the two things, animation and voice of a show in the show. So I don't know who you guys have to call or email or whatever to make that happen, but thank you in advance.
I have a Absolutely. Contact. We'll talk.
Bobby, did you have anything else for Donovan before we get to the cold read challenge?
No, I'm waiting to hear this. This is going to be good.
All right, Donovan, do you have access to your email right now?
I do.
All right, so I'm sending you a script. I just sent you a PDF. So please, if you would, don't look at this body of the script, but if you just pull up the PDF, and then whenever you're ready, start reading from top to bottom, and this is how we do the cold read challenge. You just read the direction and then you dive into the voiceover. We'll just introduce this as from dorm room bathroom demos to national television daily. It's Donovan Cornietz and his cold read challenge.
Alrighty.
Cold read challenge.
All right, here we go. All right, we got a new cable show TV promo, direction, deep voice. Oh, boy. Slower pacing, smooth, sensuous, sexy. Oh, man, let me get my wife in here. All right.
Tomorrow night on the DC Network, it's an all-new Donovan's Diaries. The workday is done. The kids are fed. and tomorrow is just another day. Or is it? No, tomorrow is Donovan's wedding anniversary, and he hasn't gotten his wife a gift. What does he do? He gets his ass out of bed and goes to the 24-hour Walgreens and gets her the best gift he can find. A Justin Bieber singing toothbrush. Find out if this lands Donovan in the doghouse tomorrow night on an all-new Donovan's Diaries.
Yes! Fired!
Oh, good stuff, man.
That's funny. That's so for anyone listening, truly cold read. I had not seen that before. And Justin Bieber singing toothbrush almost got me to break. Almost.
You nailed it, man.
I have to be a professional here.
And let me tie this all together. So I did a quick recon mission, and it was like, what are some of the most unusual things that Walgreens sells, like for gifts and stuff like that? And they had a Justin Bieber singing toothbrush, and Lacey, insert clip here. The Brush Buddies singing toothbrush featuring Justin Bieber. Get your Bieber smile today. I did the actual sound design on that toothbrush about 12 years ago. And I'm not joking.
Really,
I'm not joking.
Is that the one with baby, baby?
It is. It is.
Look at that. I'm so glad I could help bring this full circle for you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
I've made it.
That's incredible. I did sound design on a singing toothbrush. I mean, if that's not a resume builder, I don't know what is.
Really?
Do you do any production, by the way?
I don't much anymore. Every now and then I get called upon to do it. I used to do it really heavily earlier in my career. But yeah, these days, no, not really. I would say maybe like twice a year, someone calls on me to actually like fully produce something and music bed and sounds and stuff.
So Don, if anybody wants to get a hold of you and maybe hire you for that series that you want to voice, where can they reach
First of
you?
All, we need to make this happen. Donovan's Diaries, call my people.
Right.
I'll give you guys like, 2-5% something. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah, but, finder's fee.
Yeah. But yes, if you want to contact me, I have my website, donovanvo.com. That's D-O-N-O-V-A-N. And then at Donovan_VO on pretty much all the social media sites, which I need to be much better with posting on. But I guess that's the story for most of us. But that's where you can find me on all the socials.
It's great talking with you, man. Thanks for your time and continued much success, okay?
Oh, thank you guys so much for having me on here. This was a great time. I'm glad I didn't drop the ball too badly on the, on the cold read challenge.
You nailed it. It was great.
It's perfect, man. Perfect.
Thanks so much.
Strong work.
All right. Thank you guys. Have a great one.
Wasn't that that was a great story.
He
made his first demo.
Yeah.
In a dorm room bathroom of all places.
And we've all seen those, so we can, it was such a good visual story, you know?
Yeah. And he's done so well, so happy for his success and humble beginnings in the voiceover world. But man, he just took it as a challenge that the first guys, like, thankfully he got somebody in the beginning that wasn't a shyster, wasn't trying to just get money out of him, was telling him like it was, like, look, this is terrible.
But I also loved his message too about he came in second at That's VO, That's Voiceover, and he knew he was smart enough to think I can make some decent connections here, and look what it's done for him.
Yeah.
So you never
know. It's all about that grind. Mm-hmm. All about that grind. Well, Bobby, another great episode of the Making Waves VO podcast presented by Full Compass and FullCompass.com.
We know VO.
And on the next episode, we're going to have fun. We can't tell you the guest right now because it's a little bit of a secret, but it's going to be fun.
Is there something in the words there? Sacred.
Never know. Talk to you next week, Bobby.
See you next time.
The Making Waves VO podcast is produced by K2 Media Productions with hosts Kevin Kilpatrick and Bobby Maxwell. Sound design and editing by Jason Traver. Production assistance by Lacey Deline. Publicity and social media by Shannon Scott and Silas Phillips. Be sure to subscribe to the Making Waves VO podcast on your favorite platform. For all episodes, merchandise, gear, and more, visit MakingWavesVO.com. Until next time, I'm AJ McKay. Keep making waves.